you afraid of sharks? People are sort of afraid of sharks, and yet shark attacks are one of those things that is often referred to. The chance of being attacked by a shark is, compared to ... is utterly minimal. People aren't, generally speaking, attacked by sharks, but the thought of it is rather disturbing. Blake Chapman, oh, she'd be expert at this. She's a marine biologist, and she's got a new book, Shark Attacks: Myths, Misunderstandings, and Human Fear. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning, Red. How are you?
You're not afraid of sharks, are you?
Oh, I've actually become a little bit more afraid of sharks. I think it's one of those symptoms of just thinking about them every day. I have a healthy respect for sharks, we'll say.
Well, yeah. So it's a good reason not to ever go near the water, isn't it?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. The prevalence of shark bites in Australia is very small. We hear about it quite often, and so we think that it's happening all the time. But the reality is that they're very rare incidents, especially in terms of serious incidents and fatalities.
Yeah, it is one of those things, as I said before, it's sort of minimal in the real world, the number of shark attacks there are. Should we blame the film Jaws for this?
The film Jaws actually had a lot to do with it. It was kind of the first step that really brought the fear of sharks into the minds of a lot of people. So there are a few incidents that happened before then around the world that sort of got us thinking about sharks, but Jaws was really the big one, and it gave people a visual image of a shark attacking a person. So for people who had never even seen a shark before, never even thought of a shark before, all of a sudden they could mentally picture a shark attack, and that just sparked the fear into them. And it was this global or international broad widespread phenomenon that really made us afraid of sharks.
It's Australia has a peculiar place on the world stage in that we're known for venomous snakes and spiders and that sort of thing. Are we overrepresented in shark attacks?
We have the second highest number of shark attacks a year regularly after America, which has far more than we do.
Okay.
We typically have a pretty high fatality rate, relatively speaking, with about two a year. So while two a year is not many, that's really one of the highest places in the world is here for that. South Africa and Reunion Island also usually have a few.
Yeah.
But they might have some years and not another years. We're pretty regular with about two a year at the moment.
At the end of your book, does it actually, given that you're a marine biologist who has taken an interest in these things, is there a chapter entirely devoted to something you can do to get into the water and not get attacked by a shark?
There's actually a few chapters that relate to this. So there's a chapter that I talk about how you can just take matters into your own hands and protect yourself as best as you can through education, knowing where it's safest to swim and when it's safest to swim, and how to avoid higher risk situations. I also talk about the different personal mitigation devices and help to educate the readers on those so that they can make informed decisions and purchase the right thing if they do want to go down that path. I also talk about the regional mitigation measures, so a lot of the things that we're seeing, beach nets, drum lines, smart lines, exclusion nets, things like that. So
yeah,
I talk about a range of different things that people can do to help themselves in these situations.
So,
and to make themselves feel more comfortable. That's the big thing. If people
feel
comfortable doing these things, because their prevalence is so low, then that's what we need.
What about those fundamental notions, like either you punch the shark in the nose and it goes away, or you go swimming with a baseball bat?
Use anything you can. If you find yourself in that situation, do whatever you can to get out of it. And I think that's the best advice. Try to stay calm if you can, and just think through it. How can I get myself out of this situation?
So, for instance, would it be better to kick the shark rather than punch it, because it's better to lose a leg than an arm?
Well, I guess it depends on how much you value your legs and arms. I think just do whatever you can. I mean, if you're in this situation, you might not always have access to your legs or your arms, depending on how the shark, if the shark has already bitten you. So use whatever means you can. try to avoid the mouth area if possible, because if you have a misdirected kick or hit, then you will end up in the mouth.
It's the most unpleasant prospect. You go to punch it in the nose and you actually end up putting your whole arm inside the shark's mouth. That's not a good solution, is it?
Not a good solution, no, but it has happened, and I'm not surprised that it's happened. If it were me, I'd probably be trying to do the same thing, pushing it away, and you're putting yourself in at risk there, but you just have to do what you can. And yeah, if you can find something that you can use as a tool, if there's a rock around or if you have a camera, use that first before you put any of your body parts near the shark.
I think I've come to a conclusion that that sharks are best approached when they're in a bain-marie and they're covered in batter. In those circumstances, I feel completely relaxed.
Don't think you'll come to any harm with those.
No. Well, you might get a bit chubby, perhaps, but that's the worst-case scenario. Thank you for your time. It's the most interesting area of examination.
That's all right, Red. Thank you very much.
Blake Chapman, marine biologist. Her book is Shark Attacks, Myths, Misunderstandings, and Human Fear. Good title.